This piece, it's a beautiful object that challenges the notions of the binary nature of the male and female. And we're going to explore this through this object by looking at its colour, size, shape, material, weight. Stop for a moment and consider, do you think this piece is a male object or a female object? Some might say it's a female object. It's pink. But it's interesting to trace the history of the colour pink. Pink was historically associated with young boys. Men wore military red, therefore young boys, being young men, would wear pink. And it was only from 1930s onwards that pink predominantly became the colour for young girls. Now the weight would suggest it's male. It's spectacularly heavy, 4.5 tons. In fact, it's so heavy it must be at least 2.5 metres from the walls of a room, otherwise it'll sag the floor. Such strength or heft you generally associate with being male. The shape is a cube, a shape traditionally associated with males. But notice the rounded curves on the edges. Again, roundness traditionally associated with femininity. And finally, the material, glass. Glass, you could argue, could either be a masculine or feminine trait. It is fragile, but at the same time, it can be quite strong also. Pink Tons is a powerful piece and a literal demonstration how often not everything in life can be labelled so easily.